podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
How old do you reckon Spotify is?
That's a really good question. I'm going to say 12.
It's 20 years old. What? And it celebrates its birthday today.
What?
20 years old.
What?
That's crazy.
So 2006 it started?
Yes.
On what? A steam engine?
Exactly. Founded back in 2006 and 100 million tracks are on there. Not the ones that you, not the real deep cuts sometimes I find on an album that maybe you had back in the day and you're like, oh, what about that? Oh, that's on.
As the years wear on, though, I find more deep cuts that were missing when I first went looking for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, sorry, they're any small company.
2006 was when the three Swedish guys started buying CDs to then put like rip onto their computers. And how do you think they were getting the music?
I don't know. But they're celebrating this milestone.
LimeWire.
Yeah, I guess so.
I would never suggest.
No, I would. Napster,
Cast aspersions.
Never. And so they're like, hey, you like stats. We like stats.
Yeah.
Do you want to know the most streamed artists, songs, album, podcast, audiobooks?
I live for this stuff.
I know you do live for it. All right. Well, let's do the most streamed songs of all time.
Okay.
But I'll just do, instead of the full list, they've given a top 20, but who's got the time?
I know.
I'll give the top five, shall I?
Okay, please.
Coming
do.
In at number five, Tim and Davo have tickets to see him today with Big Ticket Energy. It's Harry Styles. You know it's not the same as it was. And I mean, that checks out.
So this song or him as an artist?
This song.
Wow.
Is the most streamed song of all time, coming in at number five.
So the fifth most, yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah, cool.
Which is kind of like, out of all the songs in the world, it's like I didn't expect it to be so poppy, so unique. Like, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
You
know, but 12-year-old girls, mate, they'll stream
anything.
Well,
there you go. So coming in at number four, this also fits. Yeah. Starboy. I'm a
Starboy. I forgot about this song.
Me too. It's like I like it, but I don't.
It's a fun, you can substitute words and have a lot of fun with this
one. You really can. And then coming in at number three, I'm confused. It's the Neighbourhood Sweater Weather. Where have I been? Because
I don't want to alarm you.
Yeah.
But there are some things that are big overseas.
Yes.
That are big here.
Yes. No, true, but coming in at number three,
yes.
The most streamed songs of all time.
On Spotify, like, as we celebrate its 20th birthday.
Tina Turner's Private Dancer?
Oh, come
like,
on
the
now.
Hell?
You can't just drop that and not allow me to already have it queued
I know,
up.
I'm really sorry. Number two, we knew he had to be in there. It's Ed. I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. And it checks out. Also, I mean, that's a good song of his. I like it.
Yeah.
So, the number one, though, most streamed song of all time as Spotify celebrates its 20-year birthday.
Yeah.
Is this one. Okay. It's not unfortunately. It is for us.
Yeah, okay. So to be fair, I just played that because you referred to it.
That's
so.
Okay. It was a good gag, mate. I Thank enjoyed you. It. But it is actually The Weeknd.
And that is a bit wild to me that that's the most streamed song on Spotify ever. Like, is it just did it just get on a lot of playlists? That's
it must be, yes, yeah. You're right. It must be. It must be like people have just put it on, hit repeat accidentally, and then it's just, he's got two of the top five of all time.
That's huge.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But the most streamed artist of all time, I guess, makes more sense. No surprise to you. Number one, Bad Bunny number two, Drake at number three, The Weeknd coming in at number four, and Ariana Grande number five.
Yeah.
The most streamed album of all time on Spotify was Bad Bunny's, one of Bad Bunny's, and Verano Sin Ti.
Yeah.
Most streamed song, we went through that. The podcast, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that.
And then the most streamed audio book in premium of all time on Spotify. For those that are around this and like these books, definitely would love the audiobook, A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Oh, okay.
It's sexual fantasy.
Sorry,
I bleeped out the wrong word, didn't I? Sexual fantasy. Sorry, go on.
It's one of those It's one of those. It's going to be worth it. It's one of those. No, it's not going to be worth it.
No, come on. You've got it now. Wait, everyone, shush. Let him tell his joke. He's very excited. Go.
It's one of those books that it's better to be hands-free for. See? Worth going back for.
Oh, Tom.
If only you hadn't interrupted me the first time. Yeah. We'd all have laughed and gone,
very funny.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Where a Savoy House holds.
Yeah, yes, militantly Savoy.
Militantly. Unless it's Ritz, but Ritz doesn't have the structural integrity I need.
I like it.
And Jats is terrible. Jats are cardboard and they are just terrible. You need the buttery flavouring of the Savoy.
Jats.
It's the ultimate one.
Jats are for rats.
Yes. Yes. That's what we need, a slogan.
Ain't no Jats rats here.
But Ritz is the bits.
I do. But are you saying you like a Ritz?
Doesn't no, I do, but I also really like Savoy's. Anyway, so I don't get – I like Ritz, but they don't have the structural integrity, so we never go for them.
But I like the Ritz because I feel like – because you only get three tubes in one packet. Yeah. I feel like I'm getting more.
I do. I feel like, oh, maybe I'll open a second tube.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Whereas you put your bag – put your hand in the Savoy's bag and it's just like gone and you're just like, oh. Yeah, the Ritz make you feel like you're a better person, don't they?
I ate a whole tube, but there's still like two there, so
– I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
I noticed something for the first time. I don't know where I've been. This may be new.
Yeah.
You might be like, duh. But for the first time ever at the Woolies in Ocean Grove, I saw mini Savoys.
Yes.
Who was going to tell me about these?
Well, so
how long have they been out for?
The only reason I know is because there are also mini Ritz.
And mini Ritz?
Yeah, and Goldie loves a Ritz, loves a mini Ritz. So I've bought the fun size ones to send in her lunchbox because I figure it's better than Oreos.
Okay, that's right. That's right. No, I've seen. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's why I haven't been focused. But mini Savoys caught my attention yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. So I came home and I said to Jimmy, I'm like, hey, close your eyes.
Yeah.
And I said, stick your tongue out, right? And then I'm like, the power of Christ compels you.
Yeah.
And I put one on his tongue and he's like, what is going on? And I'm like, I'm so excited.
This is not what I thought it was going to be.
I'm so excited. Yeah, yeah. Yes. So for anyone that doesn't know, Savoys come in minis.
Mm.
And this is so good because I do like things in minis. So sometimes it makes you feel like a giant because I like having a charcuterie. Now I can say it, charcuterie board.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like you can make it last a bit longer because I have the cheese, but I'll cut it a bit smaller. I have a salami.
Will you though?
Cut it a bit smaller.
Will you though?
That's the plan. Don't worry about it. And then get a little bit of dip.
Yeah.
And then you have the little biscuit. And then you'll eat like 70 of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Girl dinner, change forever.
Little
mini Savoy's.
Cocktail onion on the top.
It's got my vote.
Gross.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I had to go to the doctor's yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And I, because I seem to, it's a bit too much information, but I've got to know. I had to get a pee test, but I don't want you to think it's for something exciting.
Oh, okay.
Because it's for a bladder infection.
You probably didn't need to tell us what it was for.
No, but I thought that you might think, oh, you've got some good news or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, no.
You've been taking performance enhancing. I mean, we haven't seen the improvement yet, but
we're well, you know, there have been, you know, people that are really getting into peptides at the moment, and maybe Wasada is coming for me.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know why you'd bring that up.
No, exactly.
I don't know anybody who's.
No, so anyway, the doctor was beautiful in Ocean Grove, and she was great. And she's like, I'm like, yeah, I'm, you know, dealing with all the things that come along with something like that rampantly come on strong. And she was like, look, we'll get you to do the test. Because have you ever had what they call a UTI before.
Can I say, Can I say? I would just like...
No, I just...
...to go back about 3 minutes.
No, no.
Take me back to my happy place.
No, I just...
I just don't... Okay, we get it, right?
No, yeah, I know, no, I know, but this is, you know, real people.
I guess we're both at this time, 2 days in a row, just giving you a little bit of insight.
No, but I just want to know, have you ever felt the feelings of what happens
no,
there?
I haven't,
okay,
sorry.
Well, lucky you, right? Because it happens a lot to me. And so normally what happens is they can't just give you an antibiotic because there's so many different variations. So they have to get you to pee in the cup and then they get out a little dip and whatever colour it turns, it's like a drug test but not as exciting,
sure.
Right? And so, and then they're like, oh, we need to give you these antibiotics. Anyway, so she said, she gave me the jar and she's like, can you just go and use this? I'm like, yeah, no worries. Now, I feel so bad doing that because I'm always just like, God, how do you medical professionals do it, honestly?
It's with just gloves. Like, that's how
no,
they do
I know,
it. They do
but
it with
it's
gloves.
Not enough for me. Like, yeah. I would need
I know,
a full hazmat.
That's why you're not a medical professional.
I realise. Anyway, I went to the bathroom and also a fun fact, you got to get it midstream because you can't get it. Sorry, no, don't go back to green. No, I know why you want to die.
This close, mate.
I know.
Anyway. I was so happy 5 minutes ago.
I know, I'm so sorry. Anyway, so you get the sample and then you put the jar on. And I'm always very careful with the lid, you know, but it's also, anyway, it's a whole thing. And then you realise, like, it's warm, yeah? And then I had to wash my hands and then I realised there was no paper towel. But every time that I do one of these, I wash my hands,
yes.
And obviously, and then I get the paper towel, but I also paper towel the jar because
yeah, that's nice.
So, but yesterday I had wet hands
yeah.
And no way to dry them, and so when I gave it to her, I needed to really explain to her
Why the jar was wet?
Yes. Because I didn't want.
Did you? Did you do the classic touch it to her cheek and go, "Don't you hate it when you pee on your hands?" That's what I would have done.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
So I was at a mate's birthday barbecue and there was, you know, lots of adults, lots of kids roving around and the pets were also sort of just being, you know, themselves and being played with, free ranging around the yard, a couple of guinea pigs.
Mm.
And one of the young fellas there sort of spied the guinea pig. His guinea pig, by the way. So I don't know if he makes a habit of this.
Yeah.
Not there all the time. But one of the guinea pigs was just really enjoying a carrot until he walked over and sort of relieved him of said carrot and went to town on it himself. And I was just watching like, oh, I don't know if I would have done it. Certainly not from that end.
Mm.
I mean, if you want to do the Lady and the Tramp style with
yes.
the guinea pig,
yeah, okay.
That might be cute.
Same end as the guinea pig though.
Mm.
Just I don't know.
Swap and spit with a guinea pig.
Oh,
it's
come
not...
on, mate. Yeah, I know, but kids are foul.
Kids will eat the darndest things.
They really will, mate.
52232955. Ali and Kariah, what did your kid eat?
Hi. So when my kids were little, right, they made these potions.
Mm.
Yeah.
The most disgusting potions that they were supposed to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, they were horrible. They were a mix of coffee, honey, some broccoli got thrown in there at one time.
Yeah.
Oh.
All food products, though.
I thought you were going to say, like, mud.
I'm yeah. into making those, and mud and petals and,
yeah.
and all of that stuff. Yeah, so they didn't end up eating it, though?
Well, there was a shit and then some vomit, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I think we
did. So maybe
yeah.
they did.
Okay, yeah. maybe there's, yeah. You know what? I'm shocked, Tom.
Coming from you. And Norlane, Samira, good morning. What did your kids eat?
So you know how you get the fresh fruit from like Coles or Woolworths?
The free ones?
The free ones.
Yeah, when they're walking.
Little kids would go for, you know, the apple or banana. But no, my little girl became quite famous because she used to just go and pinch carrots.
Carrots.
And everyone in the shop eating the carrots.
Oh, yeah. Bless her.
Had the carrot yes. been nibbled by a guinea pig at all?
Well, not as bad as that. She wasn't quite sharing, but yeah, she became quite famous. So the people in Coles and Woolies just became they just thought it was normal of her, and they just, yeah, they'll just have, they started putting carrots out.
Oh, in the thing, because, that's
the
cool.
Sweetest.
Carrot girl will be back.
Aye, she will.
Carrot girl will be
lucky
back.
Lucky they didn't put out pumpkins. Harder for kids to hold.
Oh. Jackie's in Whittington. Jackie, it wasn't your kids, it was you. What did you eat as a kid?
I still remember eating little stones.
Mm. Okay. Oh,
how'd that work out?
I remember walking in the backyard, and there was a little black stone, and making a path. And I just thought, I wonder what it'd be like to eat one. And I did, and it didn't really do much.
Okay,
no chewing, just straight
down.
Straight down. Well, you couldn't. They were stones.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm stupid.
No, she's the
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.